What's it like to have a ministry that's on fertile ground, where everything is going well, that other conference and church leaders are coming to you asking you how you do things? Well, we answered that question and more in this episode of the podcast. Hey everybody, I am Eric Jean-Baptiste, and I'm the host of Youth Ministry and Mentorship 101, where we are all on the same journey together on how to be better youth leaders and youth mentors to our youth and young adults in the church today. And we do this by having open conversations with leaders, ministers, and experts from all around the country and the world, and learning from their experiences. Well, we also want to remind you, you can find me on Instagram at youth_mentor101. And you can also find me on Facebook at Youth Ministry and Mentorship 101. Feel free to connect with us and tell us if you have any feedback about the podcast or any people that you would like us to interview in the future. In this episode, I interview Daryl Edwards, who is the Drum Corps coordinator for the Florida Conference. There is a lot of drum corps in Florida, and it is one of the places where drum corps ministry is booming. It is fertile ground. So let's check out this episode and see how he is able to do it. One of the ways he says he's able to do it is because he has a team. Also, check out in season 1, episode 39, where we talk about drum corps ministry with Rebecca Angel and Sophia from the Hebron Drum Corps, which is mentioned in this episode. But enough yapping from me. Let's get right into the episode after this ad.
All right.
Hello and welcome to Youth Ministry and Mentorship 101. I am graced by the presence of Brother Daryl Edwards. He is the Drum Corps Coordinator for the Florida Conference. How you doing today, brother?
I am doing good, my brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's awesome to get a chance to talk about you and what great things you guys do in Florida Conference.
Indeed.
Can we just start off by you giving a short biography about yourself and what led you to what you're doing now in ministry?
Well, of course, I started Pathfinders way back in like 1995, 96, and so on. And I initially left Pathfinders in like 96, around 97-ish. And I just didn't want to do it anymore. And I heard a call in my church that the Pathfinder director really needed some help doing Pathfinders. So I came back and joined the club in 98. And once I joined the club in 98, the club got back on track and a lot of people joined. And then I felt like, okay, well, my job is done. Let me get lost. But unfortunately, the drum corps that was a part of our club, or still is, wasn't doing so well, and the leader had to leave and so on. And so she asked me, would I stay on board until another leader came and, you know, took over. And me staying on board led to me leading that drum corps for 10 years. And then from there, I was asked by the conference to lead the conference drum corps, which was about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Leading drums in Florida now for about 10 years.
Wow.
That has led me to numerous things, adventures, spiritual walks. I've done a lot, and thank you, Lord, that He opened those doors for me to stay and not leave.
Wow. When you said, this experience, because I think you just basically, not to give it away, but people who do math can see that you've been doing this for about, 20 years or so.
Yeah.
And you said a lot of opportunities. Could you give us a story of something amazing that's happened because of
drum corps ministry in the Florida Conference?
Well, initially when I first started doing drums with my team, I just wanted them to win. That was all that was about for me. I just wanted them to win. I didn't realize the spiritual aspect behind drums at the time. Of course, I was only like 18, 19 when I took over the team. And from there, all of the trials and tribulations, when they finally did win and kept on winning, I started to realize that it wasn't just about them having a big trophy or them being on top or being the best drum corps in Florida Conference. But I started to realize that this is definitely a ministry. And along the way, I did so many different things with so many different clubs, like working in the adventure ministry and working, doing master guide stuff. From there, I started to realize that this is definitely a ministry, and the devil is definitely after our young people. Mm. So when the call came to become the drum director for Florida Conference, I did turn it down at first. I wasn't sure that I wanted to go into that, you know, type of leadership. But I took the job. And I think, being as it may be, that right there led me to start to say, okay, well, since I now see that this is not just playing drums and that this is a serious ministry, it led me to want to help the drum corps and do the all that I can do to be one of the best leaders and to bring people to Christ and to bring especially the drummers, the young drummers, to Christ.
Wow, awesome. Can you give us a little insight of how drum corps ministry has grown in the Florida Conference? Like, do you have a number off the top of your head, like how many drum corps are actually active in your conference? Do you have that number, or like how many, or what does your conference drum corps do and stuff like that?
Well, right now I would say that there's probably maybe 50 active. Okay. And then total drum corps, we have 103.
Wow.
They are springing up like wild grass.
Yes.
They're springing up everywhere. And I'm sorry, you asked about the conference drum corps?
Yeah. Does that team, is there like a conference drum corps that comes together that participates in performances at conference level events or things like that?
Yes. That team is called the Florida Conference All-Star Drummers. And there is exactly 50 of them.
Wow.
And they were created back in 2012. And the first team, that's when the first team was created. And of course, you know, after we went to Oshkosh in 2014 and performed to close Oshkosh, that team kind of dissipated. And so we formed a new team in 2018. And that new team came together and opened the program for Oshkosh this past year, of course. And with the many conference events that we have, that was actually their first performance, opening up for Oshkosh. But there is many, many more conference events that are coming, and we're going to call on them immensely to perform and go places and to represent Florida Conference.
Oh, man. I definitely want to talk about Oshkosh, but first, I still want to go a little, learn more about what you guys are doing in Florida Conference, especially for the listeners who are interested in starting drum corps and things like that. There was also a team, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that, you know, participated in NBA games. Is that from your conference, or am I thinking of another conference?
We do have a sports director in our conference. His name is Jonathan Swan. I don't know that we had an NBA team at Oshkosh or that participated. So no, I don't have the answer for that.
No, I mean, I think because I saw a drum corps participate like at a halftime show or something like that during an NBA game. I was just seeing it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was this previous, or was it just in the past, like maybe a year or two ago?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yes. That was one of our drum corps.
Yes.
That drum corps was Tampa Spanish.
Ah, wow. And,
yeah, they live in the Tampa Bay area. As a matter of fact, they just live right across the water from me.
Ah.
But yeah, Tampa Spanish is one of our active drum corps and has been around since the beginning of the actual drum ministry competitions and so on.
Would you have like any inside knowledge on how that came about? Was it the NBA team wanted a drum corps, or, you know, wanted young people showing activity or something like that, and they just picked them? Or
I'm not sure how they actually got the gig of, or how they were picked, but I do know their director is very outgoing and very, I guess I would say uppity. He gets a lot done. He likes to do a lot of things. So I would say that it's probably because of him and just the parents that, you know, fundraise and did all kinds of things to get them that spot.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I just wanted to highlight that because it's really cool to see, you know, Pathfinder Ministry in big arenas like that, just to highlight, you know, what these young people can do. And that performance was professional level. Well, at least in my opinion, and people were really pleased by it, at least from their reaction. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Thank
so that, yeah. Up. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Let me ask you this before I ask about Oshkosh. How does Drum Corps Ministry impact Pathfinder Ministry from your experience doing it for this amount of time?
Well, that's a lot to say, but I will try to break it down in a smaller term. My philosophy of it is, first of all, when a Pathfinder is a Pathfinder, they join the Pathfinder Club. And of course, they are required to do classwork and all that stuff there. Because in our conference, we consider Drum Corps to be a privilege.
Mm.
So they have to be doing their classwork and participating in the Pathfinder ministry before they can even think about playing the drums. And once they are completely doing that, then you have the Drum Corps ministry, the PBE, you have the drill ministry, the different activities that are around Florida Conference, or I'm sure other conferences too. But one of the many things is that when young people hear the drums, it's like their ears perk up.
Mm-hmm.
They, oh my God, is that the drums? You know, and it seems like, you know, especially when they see them, they definitely want to join the drum team, like right away. I think it's a huge impact on Pathfinder Ministries because, as you can see from my example, it's somehow glued me into this position. And it helped me stay in this position for such a long time. I wanted to leave, but it somehow drug me back in, you know.
Yeah.
So as far as the impacting aspect of it, I think it's a huge impact. Young people love it. We have something here in Florida Conference, an event that happens. It's a yearly event called Red Zone. And the drill and the drum is one of the main things that Pathfinders love to go to Red Zone for.
Wow. Yeah. Red Zone, I've seen it, and I'm always excited when it comes about. And I love to see the highlights because it's a lot of drilling and drum, which unfortunately, some conferences I that I've seen, you know, they don't have those big numbers because, like you said, there's 50 active drum corps. Right when you just said that, that's like a number that's astonishing. I mean, just having a conference drum corps that has 50 members, period, is already bigger than most conference drum corps that I've seen. Yeah. So, and to think that there's, you know, 50 that aren't active, but you can count, that's just huge. It's just amazing at what you guys are doing over there. So, you know, I say that because I feel like we need more cross-pollination. We need to look at what a conference is doing well and talk about it and reach out. Like, people should be reaching out to you, I feel. And let me ask that. Do you have conferences reach out to you and say, how do you do that? How you get these numbers? How do you teach drum corps and get it so prevalent in your conference? Do you get those questions?
Yes, I do get those questions. I haven't had one lately, but over the 10-year span, I had a lot of them that has reached out to me and asked me, how is it that I lead? How do we lead drums in Florida? How do we get the numbers that we get? And one of the first things I respond and say is that, well, Florida is the third largest state in the United States with 20 million people. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have big numbers because of the 20 million people. And I think that's why there's also two conferences down here. But the way drums is led in Florida is, of course, the whichever church that there may be that has a Pathfinder club that wants to start up a drum corps, they reach out to the conference. And when they reach out to the conference, I get the call or email from, of course, I'm sure you know who Pedro is. Pedro Perez is our mm-hmm. Pathfinder director, Pathfinder Adventure director. And once he reaches out to me or sends me an email, then I reach out to my instructors. Florida Conference has about 37 instructors, and they are drum instructors, and they are pretty much all across the state. And they live in every major city that's in Florida, pretty much. Miami, Jacksonville, Tampa, St. Pete, Orlando, Tallahassee. They're pretty much everywhere. So I reach out to the different instructors in those areas and say, you know, we have this new church just around the corner from your house. They're looking for somebody to come by and, you know, teach drums and get them up and running, do some drilling and marching, rudiments and so on. And we coordinate that way. And pretty much that instructor or that instructor team, so to speak, there's a team of instructors for each area. They coordinate with the director by calling them and letting them know, well, can we come by this time? Can we do this? When can we come by and, you know, work with your kids? And that's how we get them up and running. And then they continue to go by those churches, you know, months, even years. Some instructors end up keeping and holding on to certain churches, and they assist them until they're ready to not be assisted anymore.
Wow. Wow. Kind of adding on to that question, you guys have a strong system, a great big team that allows, you know, drum corps to flourish and start off quickly. What is the first steps, like, for any club that wants to start a drum corps, no matter what conference they're in? What would be your advice for the first, like, one or two steps to start?
Well, the first one or two steps is to figure out exactly who is going to be on the drum corps. Have they made it past the part where it's a privilege? Meaning, okay, Sam is coming to Pathfinder Club. He's doing his classwork. He's on time every week. He's done what he's supposed to do. If you want to be on the drum corps, you're definitely privileged to be on it. So once a director establishes who those kids are, if that director upholds the standard of being a privilege, once he or she figures out who those kids are, at that point, they can start to purchase sticks or even use the tables in their church or Pathfinder room, whichever it may be. And the next step from there is to start learning rudiments. Once they start learning rudiments and they get better with the rudiments, they can start learning how to march and play at the same time if they already have drums. If they don't have drums, the director can choose down the road when she or he wants to purchase those. But the first few steps is just figuring out, you know, who wants to be on the drum corps. To establish someone like a captain, someone like a leader that can help to coordinate things when the instructors come by. I would say those are the first few steps.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. It's really interesting because I think there are some clubs out there that think that you need to have somebody who has previously been in a drum corps in order to have one. And, you know, they're apprehensive because it's like, oh, we don't have the experience. Should we even start? And you already are saying no. Like, what do you think about that?
Because the things of what they can do is, if they really want to just get started, they can easily pull up the Florida Conference drum manual that shows them the basic seven rudiments that we use for our drum competition here in Florida Conference. And they can easily go online to YouTube or to Google and just type in whatever rudiment they want to learn. And the videos are right there. They can learn the videos very, very simple. That's how simple it is. And from there, they can just move forward by just practicing those rudiments. And when the instructors come by, the instructors can move them forward even more in anything else they want to learn. So,
wow. Yep. Wow. So what I'm getting from you is it doesn't really necessarily need a lot of experience. What you really need is just a core group of very dedicated pathfinders who are dedicated, disciplined, and preferably one or two leaders who are able to coordinate it and just grow it from there.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, because I personally have seen that. I've seen a club that only have five dedicated pathfinders, have a small little tiny drum corps, and because it was a disciplined team, grow to 15 in just a year.
Exactly. And the thing is it's patience plays a big role in everything. You know, if you're going to be the type of person that's an impatient person, you're not going to last in leading the drum corps, because eventually you're going to start to say, well, man, oh, this is just too much work and it's taking too long and these kids are never going to learn these rudiments and so on.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Totally agree. It's interesting because to just let you know, I was formerly a drum coordinator for my conference. I have no music background, but it was about just leading the clubs, finding, you know, someone who could lead and just coordinating with them and then giving them time to practice and just letting them go. And next thing you know, core started popping up in my conference. So
that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So don't be afraid, anyone listening, to just get started. Moving on to Oshkosh. You were the drum coordinator for Oshkosh, correct?
Yes, I was the main stage drum director for Oshkosh for the international clubs, and it's also for the opening program and the closing program, both international and opening. Mm-hmm.
Could you let us know, what those duties entailed? What were you having to do to get ready for Oshkosh with that job?
Well, of course, the opening night was Tuesday night, and the Florida Conference All-Stars were chosen to open the program for Tuesday night. So with them being here in Florida, it made it just a little easier for me to coordinate that, because they're of course, my drum corps is here in Florida. So to get them prepared, we have a chat room on Facebook that we opened up for the Florida Conference drummers, the parents, the drum directors, the Florida Conference instructors, and myself. And it was closed off to everybody else except those people. Mm. And what we did was posted videos inside of that chat room and rudiments and all kinds of things to get the kids prepared and told them that they needed to practice this and so on. And then after that, we coordinated practice times all around the state. So 1 week we would have practice in Fort Lauderdale. The next week it would be in Miami, Lakeland, Orlando, Kissimmee, different parts of the state. And we would separate the state by area. South Area All-Stars, Central Area All-Stars, West and North Area All-Stars. And then at the end of the month, we would come together and have one big All-Star practice where we would practice for about 4 or 5 hours at a selected church.
Wow. Wow.
And then once we completed that, we got to Oshkosh and we were able to practice together. This is all 50 members. Mm-hmm. We were able to practice together that Monday. They actually was practicing while I was on the tour bus headed up. The instructors got there before me. So they took them out and practiced with them while I was on the way up. And Then the Tuesday, we had to head down to the main stage and meet with producers to know where to stand, how to move, where not to stand, what not to do. There was a whole big programming and everything that went into everything that we did to make that Tuesday night performance work and stand out.
Wow. Yeah.
Lots of sun. It was a lot of work and so on. And then for the closing, those were international clubs. So these clubs, I knew none of them. Mm. And I didn't want to use anyone from Florida because Florida had already been given the opportunity to open. So I literally had to send out an email blast to different parts of the world. And when that was done, the emails started pouring in. And I had to figure out who I was going to choose to perform with who. So pretty much I would ask them questions, you know, do you have drum corps background? How are you with rudiments? How good are you on certain drums? What's your level? There was a whole, from the month of like July, actually the month of June, from the month of June all the way till we got to Oshkosh, I was speaking with and interviewing different kids from all around the world to figure out who was going to perform with us. And we was also posting videos because we figured, you know, while I'm figuring out who's going to be a part of it, because I initially wanted it to be 100 drummers, but we ended up with about 70. And while I was figuring that out, I also met, I think you know her. Her name is Rebecca Angel.
Yes.
Yes, Rebecca and I became good friends. I went onto YouTube and I saw her team performing, Hebron. And I said, hey, they look pretty good. Wow, who are they, you know? And so I reached out on the video to see if I can get in touch with them. And she contacted me through Messenger.
Wow.
So her and I became good friends and we started working the chat room together and putting in videos and so on. And then after that, we got to Oshkosh and we didn't start rehearsing until the Wednesday because I had to do All-Star stuff the Tuesday. So we started rehearsing on the Wednesday and from there, it was a ton of work because I had to go and figure out who the international drummers were, where they were located on the grounds, how to find them, how to get them from where they were camping to the rehearsal area, which there really wasn't any rehearsal area. I just had to pick somewhere for them to rehearse, which we had to move about several or eight different times because people kept coming over and saying, oh, you guys are too loud. And there was lots of complaints with that and so on. Then closer to the end of the week, we had some of the international drummers kind of dropping out because they weren't learning the parts that we needed them to play within enough time. So it dropped from 70 to about 47, 48.
Mm,
yeah. And then from there, I had to also work the parade on Sabbath. So I ended up splitting my instructors. The instructors from Florida Conference, of course, was there and they helped. They helped with everything that had to do with the international drummers as well. So that kind of, you know, was able to, that allowed me to be able to be other places while they could be somewhere and still helping out. But the rehearsals that we had to go down to the main stage to meet up continued to get canceled because the international drummers couldn't get to certain places in enough time, or they were out all day. They were either hungry or tired. And I had to take all of that into consideration, you know? But from there, the instructors got them ready on Sabbath while I was at the parade. And from there, they performed, and there you have it.
Wow. And I think that's another highlight. Of course, there's so many things that happen at Oshkosh. Mm-hmm. The play, the reveal of the next year, the fireworks. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, I know for a fact that the Pathfinders and even, you know, staff and adults, they enjoy the drum corps performances very much. So thank you for what you do, Brother Daryl, and thank you for your leadership. And it's an amazing thing to see what is happening in Florida, what happens at Oshkosh, and how drum corps ministry can be not, it shouldn't be the only thing, but it is definitely something that if you have dedicated Pathfinders can really boost your club and be an evangelistic yes. tool, something in parades. I'm sure you've seen it a ton of times where, you know, parades, you have a drum corps and then you'll have young people off the street who just want to join just to learn to play drums and
yes.
they meet Jesus. So
it's very much so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Brother Daryl. We'll continue to pray for you and your ministry. I've seen your leadership in previous episodes in talking to Pastor Pedro and talking to Rebecca. They really all say how wonderful you do of a job. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so, you know, just showing gratitude for you. But we usually do on this podcast, we leave it to the guest to say some words of encouragement to anyone who's listening. Maybe there is someone who wants to start a drum corps in their club, but is afraid to do so because they are afraid that their leaders will say, well, it costs too much money, or how are we going to, we don't want to hear them practicing all day and making noise and all the usual complaints that happen when you want to start a drum corps. What words of encouragement could you give to that leader?
Words of encouragement I would give is definitely patience. Patience is like one of the number one things. The reason I say that is because you will have lots of opposition sometimes. You will have people saying, oh, they're going to be doing this, they're going to be doing that, making all this noise. The next thing is, I can say, some thick skin, because you will have some people that will come for you and, you know, try to say that, well, you know, you don't deserve this position, or you shouldn't be doing this, and so on. So having some thick skin to deal with the parents, especially, because sometimes, you know, parents don't understand what goes into practicing and having the kids there on time and them being there for a certain amount of time and so on. And until you sit down and kind of explain to them, you know, what's going on, they won't understand sometimes. And then you have those parents that do understand. So I can give those that kind of word of encouragement as well. Then the next thing is laughter. Have fun. Don't be a sour sap or be a moper. Have fun with it. Laugh with your kids. But when it comes time to work, you know, do the work. But when it comes time to have a little bit of chill time, you know, do that. And of course, don't forget that God is the head of everything. And if you continue to pray to Him for what you want, He will answer you. The answer may not be no right away, but He will answer you.